While Speed, Jimmy, and the Mexican Ortez are looking for the treasure, Rip Bender and his father fly over them, firing at them. In hunting a place to hide, Jimmy accidentally finds the entrance to the cave where the treasure is hidden. However, upon investigation, it is discovered that the treasure had been found years ago and taken away. There are only a few pieces of gold lying around, which they take. Speed and Jim have returned to the ranch. Jim has landed the plane, and we hear Speed say,
"Well, Jim, here we are, back at the old Diamond A once more. Say, that landing you made wasn't any too hot."
"Yeah, I know it, Speed. I guess I was too anxious to get on the ground."
"Taxi up to the ranch house there, and get ready for trouble. We're going to have a showdown with these Benders."
"I don't see Rip's plane around here, Speed. Maybe they didn't come back."
"Well, let's hope they did."
"What can we do with them?"
"They can do plenty, kid, plenty. First they stick a loaded bomb in our ship, then they try to knock us off with a machine gun. If that isn't attempted murder, I never heard of it."
"We'll have to be careful. They probably figure we're after them."
"I'll say we better be careful. Now keep your hand on that gun, Jim. Cut your switches and let's pile out of the ship."
"Yep, here we are. What's our next move?"
"All right, let's go up to the ranch house and watch yourself. They may be hiding inside."
"Gee, I hope Flash has been on the lookout. I'm glad we left him here with Mrs. Croft and Barbara."
"Yeah, so am I. It'll be mighty dangerous to leave the women alone with those birds around."
"Well, here we are. Let's go inside."
"Oh, Jimmy, why, what's the matter? You look so serious. And Speed, what's the matter?"
"Nothing much, Barbara."
"Where are the Benders, Barbara? Are they here in the house?"
"No, Rip Bender landed here a while ago with his father. Well, it couldn't have been over an hour ago. They were here just a short time, then they took off."
"Both of them, Barbara?"
"Yes, both Rip and his father. But what's wrong? What's happened?"
"These Benders are murderers, Barbara. They're killers. We've got to run them down."
"Murderers? You mean they've killed someone?"
"Nah, but they've tried mighty hard. We'll tell you all about it later."
"Oh, this is awful."
"But, Barbara, we did locate the Chihuahua treasure."
You what, Jimmy? You found the treasure?"
"Sure, look here, Barbara. Look, right here in this bag. It's all that's left of the famous treasure."
"Gosh, gold pieces."
"Yep, we found it fine, Barbara. We found the cave and all that remains of the treasure."
"Oh, that's just wonderful."
"Some people besides the Benders and ourselves must have known about the treasure, Barbara. We found the cave all right and some old chests and saddlebags. These old coins were scattered around inside. The fortune must have been so great that a few odd coins more or less didn't mean much. The way things looked to us, it was discovered and removed years ago."
"Yeah, and we even found the skeleton of a man in the cave. You know, according to the stories, some of the bandits were killed and buried with the treasure."
"Oh, yes, I remember. But what about Ortez? Where's he?"
"Ortez helped us find the cave, and he's out there now."
"Yes. Ortez is convinced that part of the treasure still lies there. He says he's going to live in the cave and dig around there until he locates the rest of it. Where's your mother, Barbara?"
"Oh, she's taking an afternoon nap in our room."
"Now, here's what we're going to do. Jimmy and I are flying over the range and getting in touch with Mr. Russell, the government agent. He's staying at the Caldwell Ranch, you know, west of the mountains."
"Oh, yes, I know."
"Now, we promised Russell and Mickey we'd fly over there today and help them on their smuggling case. We also want Russell's help in rounding up the Benders."
"With Ace hanging around the Diamond A here, the Benders must have some connection with his gang."
"Yeah, that's the idea exactly. Now, we're going to leave Flash here to watch you and your mother."
"Oh, don't worry about us. We'll be all right."
"We wouldn't think of leaving you and your mother alone if Flash weren't here."
"That's right. We sure wouldn't."
"After we contact Russell and learn if he's discovered anything, we'll hop back here to the ranch."
"Oh, but boys, please don't worry about Mother and me. We'll be all right."
"You'd better stay close to the ranch house, Barbara, and we'll tell Flash to park himself right here on the porch."
"Yeah, that's a mighty good idea. All right, Jim, let's get going. You go out and crank up the ship, and I'll see Flash about standing guard."
"Okay, Speed. And Barbara, I'll see you later."
"Oh, Jimmy, please be careful."
"I will. Don't you worry now."
"Now, Barbara, you better say nothing to your mother about the Benders. She'd only worry. And here, take this gold and hide it in your room. I'm going to shove along now and find Flash, and we'll be back just as soon as possible."
"That's the Caldwell Ranch House, Jim. It's the only building around here for miles."
"That's it, all right. And there's sure plenty of places to land."
"Yeah, you won't have a bit of trouble. Land in as close to the ranch house as you can."
"Oh, look, Speed. That must be Russell, who just came outside. See? He's waving at us."
"Go on down and land." "Yeah, that's Russell, all right. Now, look at him wave his arms. He must want to see us.
I'll land in that level stretch directly south of the house, Speed. Does it look all right to you?
That's exactly the place I'd have picked, Jim. It seems to be flat as a pancake and not an obstruction around it.
That's the way I figured. Oh, I have a little too much altitude, though, I think. I'll slip off some.
Yeah, you'll have to slip off about 1,000 feet. Go ahead.
There. How's that?
Yeah, done with a master's touch, my boy. Okay, level off and set her down.
Gee, Russell must be really anxious to see us. He's running up to our ship.
Yeah, he must have had some news since we last talked to him. Hello there, Russell. What's new?
Well, boys, I'm mighty glad you got here. Been looking for you all day.
What's on your mind, Mr. Russell?
Hello there, Jimmy. You're getting to be quite a pilot, young fellow. That was a good landing you made. Say, boys, I've had some mighty important news, and I'm going to need your help.
Well, that's fair enough. When you get through, we'll call on you for some help. We'll just make this a 50-50 proposition.
That suits me, but I think I'll get the best end of the deal.
What's happened, Russell? Give us a hot dope.
Officials of the Mexican government are working with us on this smuggling case, as, of course, they're just as anxious to stop it as we are.
Sure, I can understand that very easily.
I have a hunch that the refueling base you discovered up on this hidden mesa is used by this smuggling gang. It's their first stop on this side of the border.
Oh, I catch you. They take on gas there and then continue north.
That's what we think, anyway. Now, I have an operator up at Alpine who is in direct wire communication with our boys and Mexican officials on the border.
Yeah, but what do we come in on this?
My man up at Alpine just phoned that he had a code message from the border.
What did it say?
The gang has a secret landing field in Mexico, and Mexican operatives believe that they're headed north in an airplane with a big load of jewels.
Uh-huh. Now I'm beginning to see what you're getting at.
A short while ago, I had a flash from one of our men on the border saying that they just heard a powerful airplane flying above the clouds headed north.
They're headed this way then, huh?
Yes, but believe me, this gang is smart. They seem to wait until there's a solid layer of clouds before crossing the border. But my men have set up a special listening device which picks up the sound of their engine.
Well, I'll be darned. You government boys aren't so dumb at that.
Believe me, you can't be dumb and keep up with these modern crooks.
Well, look here, Mr. Russell. How long ago did this ship cross the border?
Over an hour ago, and I want to intercept them at the hidden mesa. But I've got to have some help.
Oh, by George, Russell, we'll fly you up there in short order and glad to do it. Because we're after these benders. And it looks like they're tied up in some way with this gang.
Yes, the gang undoubtedly has some Confederates around here.
Well, we better get started if we're going to get up to the mesa before the gang ship does. Here, crawl in the cockpit next to me and Jimmy will do the flying. But say, where's Mickey?
She drove up to Alpine early this morning on some work in connection with the case. Now, look here, boys. How are we fixed for arms?
Well, Jimmy and I both have revolvers. We carry them right here in the ship. We also have a rifle slung back there in the fuselage. What about you?
I have my .38. I'm never without it.
Now, let's go. All right, give her the gun, Jimmy, and head right for Hidden Mesa.
Well, boys, that didn't take long. This young student of yours, Robertson, seems to know how to handle this ship.
Ah, he's doing fine. As soon as he gets back home, he'll have his license. Now, what's this landing he makes?
A mighty good one, I'd say.
Well, thanks, Mr. Russell. Say, where will we park the ship, Speed?
Now, listen, Jim. It's just about dark now, but at that, we don't want to take a chance on this ship being seen by the gang as they circle around. Hey, wait a second. Let me have a look.
Well, say, Speed, why not put it right up next to that group of trees over there to the right, see? I think we can push it up under there so that it's practically hidden.
Yeah, that looks like a good place. Taxi over there.
It's going to be pitch dark in a few minutes anyway, and this is a dark-colored ship, so we ought to be fairly safe.
Ah, here we are. All right, Jim, cut your switches and we'll push the wings up under these tall branches.
Okay, let's get out and then we can get set and push her under these trees.
Okay, now let's all give a hand here. That's it. A little more now. There. Yeah, she's going to be all right. Hey, by George, that's fine. With the light the way it is now, it'll never be spotted.
Looks okay to me.
Now, that shack where we found the gas and oil is right up here about 100 yards.
We'd better go up close to the shack then and wait.
Well, there's the shack. See Mr. Russell over there in the trees?
Ah, yes, I can just make it out. Pretty clever arrangement, I'd say, and that must be one of the gas drums that you...
Uh-oh. Shh. Listen. Isn't that a ship? Do you hear it, Speed?
Hey, that's a ship, all right, and it's coming in fast, too.
Get set, boys. We're in for some trouble.
Who are the occupants of the plane which is about to land? Russell must be expecting trouble, for he's warned the boys to that effect. There's excitement ahead. Don't miss a single episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.